Hello, boop.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today, sir? My name is Tony from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. Now, what is your zip code?
My zip code 56303.
And if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is the year of your birth?
1953.
What is your race?
White Hispanic.
White Hispanic, okay.
Yeah.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No. Do you have any?
Man, I don't. Thank God I don't anymore.
Yeah.
What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor of Science, Spanish.
Okay. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Beyond independent.
Awesome.
Kind of a Marxist socialist.
Now, do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied with the direction in which...
Very satisfied with my own community. Yep.
Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get worse or better over the next year?
That's a tough call to make because there are too many things happening that are impossible for me to predict, but I do expect to get better over the next year.
So you will say we're somewhat better or much better?
Much better.
Okay. What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Criminal justice and police reform, affordable quality housing, climate change and the environment, reproductive or maternal health, access to quality education, the rising cost of living, affordable quality health care, access to good jobs, reducing racism and discrimination, protecting and expanding voting rights, public safety, including gun violence. None of the above.
Public safety, including gun violence. Fighting discrimination.
Okay.
And affordable housing.
Affordable quality housing. Okay.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
What initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. Increased police presence, increased drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, community-led violence prevention initiatives, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increased gun control statewide, decreased police presence, or none of the above?
Decreased police presence.
Okay.
And community alternatives to policing.
Okay. Like community-led violence prevention initiatives?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. The led violence prevention initiatives, okay? And the third one?
Third one, I was ranking them, and I seem to have slipped on the other ones that were available, but I would think increased employment for people that have been
incarcerated.
For people that have been incarcerated. Yep.
Okay. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Juvenile justice programs, emergency response services, support for victims of crime, gun control measures, neighborhood watch initiatives, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, mental health support services, law enforcement programs, drug and substance abuse prevention, or none of the above?
Drug and substance abuse prevention?
Uh-huh.
And neighborhood community watches, as long as there's as long as on that one.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't become politicized, right?
All right, exactly. I hear you. What would be the third one?
Third one would be I'm fine with people walking around with a pistol on their hip. Doesn't bother me a bit. But a conceal and carry law, I'm fine with that.
Uh-huh.
Because if I'm in trouble, all I have to do to exercise my Second Amendment rights is go help.
Exactly.
I'll leave that to the rest of them. And let's see. I would think drug rehabilitation services.
Okay. All right. And I truly thank you, okay? We're almost done.
Absolutely.
Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe would work best in your community. First one, funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, diversifying police ranks, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, culturally specific community healing practices, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations, none of the above.
Reducing traffic stops for non-threatening
non-emergency
situations.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And I'm wondering again. The one of
Let me refresh the list, okay?
Okay.
Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence, diversifying police ranks, increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs, culturally specific community healing practices, using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases.
Culturally diversifying that last one.
Polly, okay.
The first one and the last one in addition.
Okay. And diversifying police ranks, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what aspects of kindergarten to 12th grade education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three initiatives.
I'm a former teacher. You don't need to ask me this.
I'm sorry?
I'm a former teacher. You don't need to ask me this. Yeah.
Okay.
I was watching the trial of the young man that shot a Spanish teacher down in Fairfield, Iowa, and it's like, what's working?
We don't need to keep
experimenting.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? There are not enough mental and physical health resources for kindergarten to 12th grade students in our community. Would you agree strongly or somewhat?
Totally agree.
Which initiatives or programs do you think would be most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Please select up to three. Promoting mental health literacy for student teachers and caretakers, access to culturally affirming curriculum, access to quality after-school programs, mentorship programs, suicide intervention programs, school-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress, walk-in counseling centers at school, or none of the above.
The walk-in centers at schools would be great, and
okay.
I would approve of everything but the training new teachers in mental health services. You should have professionals for that.
Okay, promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what about the third one? Access to quality after-school programs, suicide intervention programs, mentorship programs.
Mentorship programs. Yep.
Okay.
I'm all with that.
Here's a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in schools?
In schools, yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay.
I'm watching this one today where the kid shot his fan, where the kid kid killed his Spanish teacher. It's like,
oh man.
Are you ahead of that?
Yeah.
He and his friend said, we thought we'd never be caught.
Wow.
That's a 16-year-old saying, we thought we'd never be caught. Then he went on social media and said, we killed her.
But, you know, I mean, that a 16-year-old will think that they will never get caught.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
And you know, I'm for all the fuzzy programs, but the friend of his laughed during his trial, and the judge gave him 5 more years. Judge gave him 35 years minimum.
Wow.
That's a wow. Well, I understand. I agree. Right?
Yeah. But let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As school resource officers, our police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings, do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools?
I support it because I was in the system that had that without question. Right?
And would you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I'd say somewhat support it because they've just complicated the law.
Now,
haven't even thrown in resource officers.
Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota school to use restraint such as chokeholds on students?
No.
Do you oppose somewhat or strongly?
Oppose strongly.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
I'm trying to think because my experience was in rural Minnesota.
Okay.
So if you change that to Native American are treated differently, I would say yes. I don't have enough experience with black students.
Okay.
But I would think that Somali, I would think, for example, that Somali students would be treated a lot differently than American black students.
Okay.
That's,
you know, so would you say that you, so would you say that you strongly agree or
strongly
you strongly disagree? Okay. So I agree. Okay.
Strongly agree.
Mm-hmm. Now, which of the following would most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to 2 options that would help the most. Ability to build an investment portfolio, help acquiring valuable job skills, debt reduction, help starting or maintaining a business, support building a strong professional network, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, more opportunity to promotions and raises, or none of the above.
Financial literacy. That
okay.
That one struck a chord with me, and building stronger links in our diverse communities.
Okay. All right. Now, which of the following would be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select up to top 2 options that would help the most. Increase food assistance programs, universal health care, universal basic income, increase home ownership programs, increase rental assistance programs, subsidize public transportation, increase income-based housing programs, increase statewide subsidized housing, or none of the above.
Increase statewide subsidized housing.
Okay.
And one of the first ones was
universal health care, increase food assistance programs, universal
We'll call that one good. Food assistance programs would be really good.
Okay. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live in? Please select up to top three traits that are most important to you.
I've chosen a few dogs lately, so yeah, let's go.
Convenient public transportation options, safe and secure surroundings, friendly and supportive neighbors, walkability, access to parks or natural spaces, neighbors who look like me, access to good schools, employment opportunities nearby, affordable housing options, or none of the above.
Employment opportunities nearby and affordable housing options.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And which of the following initiatives do you believe will be the most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to two most helpful initiatives. Repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, building more middle and low income housing, making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities, teaching people about home ownership, setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home, or none of the above.
City housing programs to allow people to save money for down payment. And
so saving.
Saving money for down payment. And I would think middle class and lower class purchase programs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And are you married? Unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Well, call me separated. I'm married, separated.
Okay.
For a long time.
All right. Now,
never got back to the bitch.
Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Two.
Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily
retired.
Laid off, retired. Okay.
Retired. Yep.
Were you born in the United States or another country?
Born in the United States, I think.
Okay. Were your parents born in the United States or another country? Your parents.
I was born, my parents, they were born in the United States. I think.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or you were not able to vote?
Kennedy.
Okay. The 2020 general election.
Yep. Yeah.
Was that Joe?
I voted for Kennedy, Socialist Workers Party.
So you voted for Joe Biden? Donald Trump?
No, Socialist Workers Party.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Small town.
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best
22,000.
Estimate.
22,000.
Okay.
22,000.
Thank you very much, sir. We are complete.
Absolutely.
With this particular survey. Thank you very much. And have a wonderful
Appreciate
day, sir.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.